It's time to talk music.
I enjoy music.
With Donna Valentine.
Yee-haw!
And Steve Patterson.
You like Huey Lewis on the news?
This is The Beat.
Hey, bro. Adele is considering performing a residency in Las Vegas.
I think this is cool, man.
I love it. I would buy tickets to it.
She's never done this before, right?
No. In fact, she hasn't performed live since 2017 when she had a show at Wembley Stadium. And her last album, what year do you think it came out?
2018.
2015.
No, kid, scram you with that.
You scram.
Fake news.
It was, her album 25 came out in 2015, and she hasn't released any new songs in recent years.
Wow.
So now rumors have been swirling that she's recording new music in New York City, and she has been seen going in and out of a studio in New York. She's also been rumored to be doing an interview with Vogue to launch a musical comeback.
Ooh.
She got a lot going on. She could earn $138,000 per night.
It's got to be more than
That's what I thought, Steve.
You're telling me you do four shows and you're making, what are we at, less than $600,000?
Well,
we could have had it all.
The theater where she would be performing is new. They're also slated to host performances from Katy Perry, Luke Bryan, Celine Dion, Carrie Underwood.
Wow, holy cow. What's the name of this new venue that is taking over Las Vegas?
Resorts World.
Shish kabob.
So we're looking at January of next year, and it only holds 5,000 seats.
Yeah.
So she'd probably be doing it for a year, making, let's see, can you do the math?
How many nights?
Let's just say five nights a week.
That's insane. You think she's going to do that?
All right, let's say three nights a week. Nights a week, so three times four, that's 12 a month.
How much? $138,000 a night.
Times 12 shows a month.
Times 12. Times 12.
There you go.
That's $19
million. Yeah.
All right.
See?
That works out.
Yep. I would love that. That would be so amazing. All we've seen about her lately is her weight
loss.
Her
weight loss, yeah.
And her dating LeBron James's manager, his agent.
Who, Maverick Carter?
No. His name is something Paul. What's his name?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, say it.
Rich Paul.
Yep.
Yes. So there's that. Keep your fingers crossed, everybody. Everybody say hey.
People magazine says they're not super serious, but they are having a good time.
I bet they are.
Cool it, Donna.
You cool it.
How much fun can you have? You can't have sex till you're married.
God. Sad news. Dusty Hill from ZZ Top died on Tuesday. A little bit about him. We don't really know the cause of death. He was 72 years old. His bandmates, Billy Gibbons and Frank Beard, he's the guy without the beard, said that we, along with legions of ZZ Top fans around the world, will miss your steadfast presence, your good nature, your enduring commitment to providing that monumental bottom to the top.
The baseline.
We will forever be connected to that blues shuffle and see.
Mm.
Oh, so sad.
What's ZZ Top's most popular song? Rock. Remember, I did poorly.
Oh, there's so many. Quizzes.
I'd say, you know, in the 80s, it was Sharp Dressed Man and Legs. And,
Give Me All Your Lovin'. Yeah,
and then, but in the 70s, there was like Tush and
Cheap Sunglasses was a good
Grange.
One. Yeah.
You want to hear any of them?
Sure. Yeah. Do we have a little montage?
How about Sharp Dressed Man?
Oh, yeah. I listened to that one in the car with my boy today.
He got legs.
Is that what he was singing to you?
He knows how to use them. Don't worry about it. He got legs.
Yeah, they're playing Summerfest next month or September maybe in Milwaukee.
Sad.
I was thinking about going because I've never seen him.
Damn. Dusty actually talked about what he wanted on his tombstone back in 2010. He said, it may sound morose, but you never get younger. I've come up with some ideas and then I rejected them all. He said there's an inscription on a wooden marker over a grave in Boot Hill that says, "Here lies Lester Moore. Four slugs from a 44. Mm-hmm. No less, no more." And he said, "I liked the humor in that." So we'll see.
Yeah, and
we'll
like I said in the 9 o'clock dirt alert, I know you guys taped it and are going to
it's my mantra.
Get the transcript of it. But Eddie Tronk, he hosts a radio show. He's kind of connected. And Billy Gibbons was texting or tweeting him with them yesterday saying they're going to keep this going. They're going to get their guitar tech to fill in because I guess he filled in last week or 2 weeks ago.
Sure.
And, the show is going to go on, as they say.
I wonder if it's going to go. I know they had a show in, where's Tuscaloosa?
Alabama.
Yeah, I know they have a show tomorrow night, so it'll be interesting to see if that.
Wow. And are they going through with it?
I don't know, Stevie Boy.
I can't imagine they would they?
I don't know. You know, maybe they just do it as a tribute. And, you know, sometimes these musicians, the bond that they form and their commitment to serving the audience, not to elevate all musicians that they're like, but I think sometimes they just think, what would he say if he was with us today? Would he tell us to take the show off or would he say, go out there and rock their faces off?
Ooh, nice.
And if you want to cry on stage, cry on stage, you know?
Yeah,
maybe that'd be cathartic and for everybody. I'll look into that. I'll delve into my Tuscaloosa sources.
Okay, thanks. In the meantime, there is a documentary on Netflix about ZZ Top. It's called That Little Old Band from Texas.
Oh, that'd be good.
I hear it's really, really good. I believe it's a few years old, but if you want to, take a little peek behind the music.
I'm going to learn some. I should know a ZZ Top song. Like, just with the guitar.
Are there any ballads? Did they do any ballads?
You know, I remember in the 80s, there was this one called Rough Boy off the... You know, it's funny. I've been listening to this podcast about the 90s music this week, and it's so funny. You think things are lame at the time.
Oh, sure.
And now I'm looking back like, the 90s were amazing.
They were so good.
But we thought they were so lame at the time.
I was singing Tub Thumpin' by Chumbawamba the other day hard in the car. And there would have been a time when I was like, okay, whatever. And now I'm like, wait, no. That's one of the guardians of that generation.
Yes. Now you can never get it back. That's why it's so bittersweet.
All right. When we come back, take a breaky wakey.
Fine.
We've got some Olympic spoilers, some Olympic news. If you missed the big Minnesota news, we'll let you know about that. Also, there are questions that people are Googling, Donna, about the Olympics. So you'll let us know what those questions are and the answers to the questions. So if and when you watch or talk about them with friends, you'll be one of the ones that are in the know. That when we come back, it's Donna and Steve on My Talk.
Hey, we got to say a quick thanks to Chill Boys for sponsoring this podcast.
And for keeping my groin comfortable. I love Chill Boys. I love their boxer briefs. They are the most comfortable pair of boxer briefs that I've ever slid on to my body. No, I slide them on. You know why I slide them on? Because as they come up over my extremely well-developed thighs, I feel the cooling sensation. You feel it immediately. Donna, you do. You have felt it too. Yeah, they're made for guys, but you've tried them on. You know what I'm talking about.
Yes, women like them too. I like to wear them around the house. They are absolutely the most comfortable pair of underwear that I have ever worn. That's because they source the best high-performance and eco-friendly fabrics that the guys behind Chill Boys could find.
Yeah, you know what that fabric is? It's bamboo. You're putting bamboo on your legs. You think it's going to be noisy and clank around like panda food, but it's not. It's very comfortable. I'm telling you, it's the most comfortable undies you'll ever wear.
Bamboo material has natural antibacterial properties, so it'll keep you free from odor. It'll keep you cool down there. That's all I'm going to say about that. Get 15% off your first purchase at chillboys.com.
Use the promo code MYTALK. Chill Boys, comfort where it counts.
Thanks for listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment.
Okay, though.
Coming up at 11:30, it's a Throwback Thursday.
Now, Donna, let me ask you a question about Throwback Thursday music trivia today. We're about to break off some Olympic knowledge on everybody. Mm-hmm. But first, ladies' choice, since you are the matriarch of this show, a living legend, as we've said.
Okay.
Is there a decade that you would like me to hone in on? I can go in any direction for today's Throwback Thursday music trivia. I can go decade. I could also maybe even go genre specific for you, my friend.
I would like either the 70s or the 80s, please. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Okay, though. Bye-bye. Okay, now. Here's the deal. There may or may not be some Olympic spoilers ahead.
Uh-oh.
Do we need to do it?
I think we should. We got the lyrics still.
Do we still have the guy with the timpani in studio?
Ready?
Okay, here goes.
Hit
here.
It.
Here it comes.
Here come Olympic spoilers. Please turn us down if you do not want to hear.
Okay.
I like it.
That's fun. The U.S. is leading right now, per usual, with 37 medals as far as the overall medal count. 13 gold, 14 silver, 10 bronze. That is as of 2 o'clock this morning. China comes in at number 2 with 29. They've got 14
They're
gold.
Losers. They are the first losers and the only losers. Also Russia. Sorry.
Russia is number 3.
Okay.
Okay, they've got 25.
Wow, geopolitics playing out on stage at the Summer Olympics. By the way, Jing Lai, our listener in China, we love you, and we don't think that China are losers.
No, we love China. Thank you. Okay, so I have a list of 5 questions that people are Googling the most about the Olympics.
Okay.
For example, why do divers shower after each dive?
Great question. What's up with that?
Ooh-wee. What's up with that?
We need that as a drop too, Rocco. So now that we have you here, if you could get us some Keenan doing.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
Yeah, I think Grant left me that one.
Okay, good.
Great. Okay, the reason is it's not to wash off the chlorine, it's to prevent injuries.
What do you mean?
Thank you for asking, my friend. The pool is cold. And it can make you cramp up. So that's why they take either a warm shower or they sit in a hot tub between dives.
Can I tell you something about that hot
tub?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. First of all, I love a hot tub. I would watch that. Even today. I know I haven't seen any diving so far this year. That hot tub, to me, has always looked like the coziest place. I feel like I remember the one in Beijing in the games. What was that? 2012? And was that 08?
Don't ask me.
Doesn't matter.
But
I would look at it and think, wow, that looks so cozy because it's indoor. There's something about an indoor hot tub where there are pools present. I even feel pretty strong about the one at Lifetime.
Okay. Good talk. Another question. Why does one volleyball player have a different colored jersey?
What's up with that?
Thank you for asking. They're the only player who can sub in and replace another player in the back row. They're usually better at defense, so things like passing the ball and receiving serves. That is why they are wearing a different color.
Got to be able to dig back there, Donna.
Yes, Queen. Why is Russia called ROC?
The Russian Olympic Committee. What's up with that?
Because Russia got banned for doping, so all of their athletes are competing under the name Russian Olympic Committee.
Wait a second.
Yep.
How does that work?
I don't know.
So, like, let's say America got banned, or let's say I got banned. Let's say I was at work, and I was smoking marijuana in the studio. B. Arthur comes in, being the wet blanket that she is, never wanting to have fun, and says, you're suspended. The next day I come back. It is the Donna and Steve committee show.
Yeah.
I'm not Steve. Yeah. Steve is suspended.
Steve is suspended, but not...
The committee.
Yeah. Of Steve. Isn't that crazy? How do they get around
How does that
stuff?
Work?
I don't know. How do they even get to compete?
I don't know.
I don't get it. We'll have to dig a little deeper on that one. Why isn't LeBron James in the Olympics?
I think it's because he just wanted to promote Space Jam this summer and has already won big. You bored with your own story?
No, sorry. Yawning has nothing to do with boredom, just so you know.
Oh, is that right?
Yes, it has to do with like lack of oxygen temporarily. Thank you.
Whatever.
I'll be fine. So the reason is he had some injuries this year, so he decided to opt out. And finally, Steve Patterson, my best friend. How deep is an Olympic pool?
How deep is your love?
And how deep is a diving pool?
I'm going to say an Olympic pool is 8 feet deep, and I'm going to say that a diving pool is 20 feet deep.
Nope. The swimming pools in Tokyo are almost 10 feet deep.
Okay.
Diving pools are 10 to 16 feet, depending on the event. The high dive uses the deepest part, of course.
I don't think you could talk me into jumping off, even just cannonballing or penciling off of a high dive. I don't think I could bring myself to stepping off the ledge.
I've done it one time in my life at a
lake.
I'm
getting anxious.
Because my sisters would dive into the lake. Like, they were really good. My sisters were very athletic, and I was not. And I remember walking, trying not to look down, just looking at the board. And I got to the end, and I thought I was going to get sick.
Mm-hmm.
And I jumped in, and I will never, ever, ever do it again. Thank you.
I can't. I don't think I could do it.
I don't think you could either. It's really scary.
I even get
a
little
afraid of belly flopping. Is that the deal?
I mean, no, it's the height. It is all about the height. And you know that high dive, it's just a concrete slab, so it really has a bad feeling. Then again, you know, when they're bouncing on the other boards,
it's
and they're
not
getting
concrete.
Their...
That's there's no way that's concrete,
well, it's
right?
Something. It's...
No, the high up, like the high one that doesn't bounce at all. You know, where you just like go to the corner and then flip off of it.
Yeah, okay.
Because they're like, okay. I think there are different dives that have the springy bouncy board, which is always scary too. I get scared just bouncing on a diving board in a normal pool.
Same. I can't go down a slide without screaming.
Oh, you said you can't dive too.
I don't know how.
I would love to watch it.
So let's say, would you just jump like feet first? I'd do that for sure.
Yeah. Well, I'd be scared though. I'd still be afraid to do it. Diving, hell no. But feet first would even frighten me.
Yeah, I would do it.
Let's play a game.
I don't want
to. We're going to anyway. 651-641-1071. That's the number to play the College of Pop Culture Knowledge. Call now. Yes, you. You can bet on me or Donna. Bet on the right person. You win a prize. It's next on My Talk. It's easy to bail on a workout, but it's hard to bail on a friend. That's why I like the idea of a workout buddy. Somebody that can keep you accountable, push you a little bit to lift more, run a little bit faster, or try a new exercise. Right now, the Y is offering $10 enrollment with no dues until August if you join by June 30th. So you and a friend can sweat, stretch, strengthen, and yes, you can save together too. Join now at ymcanorth.org.
It's time to attend the College of Pop Culture Knowledge.
It's like quiz ball.
Three trivia questions to find out who's smarter. Donna.
Donna's a smart one.
Or Steve.
His brain ain't right, but it's fun.
And here's your host, me, Rocco.
I want to see how smart you are.
All righty. Well, today is National Chicken Wing Day. Did you know that?
I did not.
Yes. Should we all go to Hooters after work?
Or? I don't like wings.
Okay.
Don't tell anybody.
By the way, the one time I went to Hooters, since you brought it up, Rocco, it was in college. My mom had a credit card that I was allowed to use in college.
Okay.
And I went to Hooters, and she got the receipts every time, and she said, what were you doing at Hooters? As I was going to attending a Christian university. And I said, Mom, I just went to try the wings. And she, without blinking, said, really? How were the breasts?
Oh,
nice comeback by Jane.
It.
Yeah.
All right. I've already forgotten who's on the phone with
Patrice.
Us. She's in the car. She works at Hooters, I think.
Who do we have here? A Hooters employee?
Hi there. Guten Tag.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Linda.
Linda, listen.
Have you ever eaten at a Hooters?
No.
Okay, well, we're all going after the show.
wait. Rocco's looped us into a lunch.
So, we're not talking about Hooters. We're talking about wings. We're talking about, because today's National Chicken Wing Day. So we're going to do a trivia thing here about characters with wings.
Mm.
Okay.
So, who do you think knows more, Linda, about characters with wings, Donna or Steve?
Yes.
Steve.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye now.
Okay, Donna's leaving the building.
Linda, where are you headed to? You sound like you're in the car, pretty lady.
I am going to Mayer to watch my granddogs.
Oh, how wonderful. That's great. Two labs, okay. Mayer, is that a far drive?
No, it's like 20 minutes from Waconia and Watertown.
Oh, sure. Yes, you're due west. You're out in my neck of the woods. Well, wonderful. Have a great time. Well, let's win a prize here.
Okay, let's do it.
Okay, I'm gonna pot you down, but I'll bring you back to see if you can correct any of Steve's answers to these questions about characters with wings. And it starts with this one. In this 2014 Best Picture winning movie, Michael Keaton's character is haunted by a winged character he once played.
Birdman.
Also from 2014, movie where Angelina Jolie played a winged evil fairy.
Maleficent?
And what television show featured the winged characters Drogon, Rhaegal, and Viserion?
Repeat that.
What television show featured the winged characters Drogon,
Game
Rhaegal,
of Thrones.
And Viserion?
That's my guess. I've never seen an episode of Game of Thrones, but it's got to be, man. Dragons, everybody's into dragons.
All right, well, let's let the music play out, and we'll bring Linda back.
Hi, Linda.
Yes?
How do you feel about Steve's answers, Birdman, Maleficent, and Game of Thrones?
I knew he would be correct on all of them.
Wow. Okay, this is good. The only one I was a little bit shaky on, well, Game of Thrones is a guess, but I think it's a good guess. Maleficent, I don't know if she has wings, but it feels like that was a 2014 movie of hers. So, all right, we're going to go with it, Linda. Let's bring Donna in. She's going to suck.
Okay, Donna, we're waving at you.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, welcome Donna back to the game.
Donna hey, Valentine. This is a weird one, huh?
Yeah. Characters with wings. You're probably saying it's weird because you spent the last minute Googling characters with wings.
I didn't Google anything,
yeah,
I
you're
swear.
You're a known cheater.
I'm not a cheater. I couldn't live with myself.
Okay, well, here we go. We're going to ask you some questions about characters with wings. And it starts with this one. In this 2014 Best Picture winning movie, Michael Keaton's character is haunted by a winged character he once played.
You want the movie?
Yeah.
I saw it. It was weird. It was Birdman.
Also from 2014, movie where Angelina Jolie plays a winged evil fairy.
Oh, Maleficent?
And what television show featured the winged characters Drogon, Rhaegal, and Viserion?
Oh, shoot. TV series?
Yes.
Drogon, Saphirion, and...
Drogon, Rhaegal, Viserion.
Give it a guess, Donna.
I am going to guess that that is the...
Three.
What year?
Two.
2000s.
No. That is... The Ninja Turtle people.
Okay. Okay. That is the final answer.
Well, let's bring back T-shirt winning Linda.
Oh, no. Yes. What was the last one?
The last one was Game of Thrones. Those were the three dragons belonging to the Queen of Dragons or
did
whatever.
Did Steve
her name
know
was.
That?
He yeah. did. Even
I just
never
thought it. I was like, it's got to be dragons, flying dragons.
Mother
it's got to be.
Oh, man. Did you get Birdman? You got
yeah.
Birdman, huh?
You know, Birdman. Linda, I don't know if you saw Birdman. It was essentially made to look like one continuous shot. It was a remarkable feat in cinematography.
It was.
He's lying. Okay, this lady's smoking heaters on her way out to mayor. She's like, whatever, send me the prize. Well, congrats, Linda.
Way to go, Linda.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Rocco, put her on hold for a second. Donna?
What?
Want to go double or nothing? I'll risk my win.
Yes.
Okay. Right. Here goes. In the 2001 movie Moulin Rouge, this singer played a winged character known as the Green Fairy. Name this singer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Steve. Kylie Minogue.
Yes.
Woo! All right, that's two, baby. We're tied.
Mm. I was thinking, I don't know, Victoria's Secret models.
There's an angel in Mary.
Mary?
Oh, sure, Clarence.
Yep.
Am I? Are we dead? Somebody sing Auld Lang Syne.
He got his wings, right?
I think so.
Oh, yeah, because the bell.
Yeah.
Yes,
Clarence. Well, congrats, Steve. I'll have to tabulate the winnings. And
I'm pretty sure we're tied up now. Great.
All right, great. All right, I'm going to hit this button.
Time for a tip.
Kick it.
Everybody on the show getting tipsy.
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 Real quick, beginning July 30th, face coverings required for all guests age 2 and up while indoors, including on many attractions and in enclosed transportation vehicles, regardless of vaccination status. That was released by Disney World. Disneyland and Disney World pumping the brakes on lifting the pandemic restrictions. You have to put the masks back on. The good news is you can take them off, though, when you're walking from ride to ride, which any reprieve of a mask is good. I got to tell you, though, you know, I recently traveled in an airplane. Mm-hmm. And going back into the airport, having lived La Vida Loca for the last 2 months without a mask, oh, it is a sharp, noticeable transition back to hot mask land on a tube in the sky.
It sucks.
It does suck. It just sucks, man.
It's a sucky experience. I've got some tips. Okay, great. And they're not good.
All right. Cool. I love crappy
tips.
They're
from my Life Hacks 2021 calendar.
Oh, these are great.
Here's an idea. Set good songs as custom ringtones for people you don't like.
I don't think that's a good idea.
This way, when they call, you can enjoy the song while ignoring the call.
Bull dookie. Then you negatively associate that song. It comes on in the car, okay. And now you're thinking about fill in the blank.
That's fair. Try this one on for size. Yeah.
So far, they do suck. Let's see if they continue to.
Want to chill a bottle of wine quickly?
Yes.
Wrap it in a wet towel and put it in the freezer. It will drastically speed up the chilling process.
Let me say this. That's bull dookie. We had a caller call in and convinced us. If you remember this, he said, get a wet paper towel, wring it out. You don't want it sopping, but you want it like cold, wet, damp. Wrap it around a can of beer, a bottle of beer, a can of soda. Put it in the freezer, set the timer for a minute and bring it out. There was virtually no change. I'm not saying he's a liar. I'm just saying most of our listeners are liars.
Okay, great. Hate mail can be sent to steve@kstp.com.
Yeah, that should do it.
Okay. Never say sorry to another driver after a car accident.
Oh, yeah. You're implicating yourself.
That's an admission of guilt, my friends, and can be used against you in a court of law. And don't sign any document unless it's for the police or your insurance agent.
When are you supposed to call police? With a fender bender.
Immediately?
Is it any time, any fender bender? If it's a little bump, you both pull off to the shoulder. Do you just say, look, I know it's a pain, but let's just get a officer out here real quick just to make sure all this is official.
Absolutely.
You know, I had a guy once say to my wife when she got rear-ended in the minivan, and he alluded to something like, look, do we have to? Like it was an inconvenience to have her call the police, as though it wasn't an inconvenience for you to slam into the back of my car. Okay, so it looks like nobody's day is going according to plan. Zip it. We're calling the police.
I do have to say I got into an accident not that long ago, and if my insurance agent is listening, I'm talking about a friend. Somebody got into a little fender bender, and we were like, yeah, let's just let it go. Don't worry about it. Well, my freaking bumper is basically one step away from hanging off my car.
That's your fault.
It's my fault, Steve.
You should have.
I know, Steve.
Tell me one more.
Okay. Set a nearby shop as your home address in case your vehicles or inside your GPS, your navigation system, because if someone were to steal your car, the last thing you want is for them to have directions to your house with a set of keys or a garage door opener. So don't put your home address. Put the gas station's address nearby. Thank you.
Donna, as promised, that was a group of dumb tips.
I do it as a public service.
And we are indebted to you, my friend.
Thank you. When we come back, Page Six has an article about how Britney Spears' ex-manager has leaked some of her voicemails, and they prove that she has wanted out of this conservatorship for a long time. We'll discuss the content of those voicemails when we come right back on My Talk. You're listening to the Donna and Steve Show on My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment. Ooh, this is an interesting story. This is a Page Six exclusive. Britney Spears' controversial former manager, Sam Lutfi, released a series of old voicemail messages from Britney. that proves she's been fighting to end her conservatorship for more than a decade. So this guy was her manager for like a year, and then there were ended up being like these restraining orders against him that I think was her her dad's doing, if I'm not mistaken. But so he posted on Instagram four messages that were left on his phone. He divided them actually into four separate posts on Instagram. And the first one featured never-before-seen pictures of Britney Spears holding her son, Sean. And she could be heard saying in the audio, I want out of this conservatorship. And that, they believe, was 2009. Do we have a clip of that first one, Rocco? I think it's the one with her holding
her. Yeah, I can play the first one. Has the thing. Let's do this.
1:53 a.m.
Hi, this is Britney Spears. It's 7:08. I'm just saying I want out of this conservatorship. I've been blackmailed by visitation of my babies. That is conservatorship. I'm confined, restrained, and stripped of my civil rights, and I'm demanding the state of California to review this case because I feel it's illegal.
Okay.
Okay, that's it.
Okay, so what she said was, I've been blackmailed by visitation with my babies by the conservatorship. I'm confined, restrained, and stripped of my civil rights, and I demand the state of California to review this case because I feel it's illegal. Bye. There's a second video which featured another old photo of Britney and both of her sons, Preston and Jaden, and she can be heard claiming that her father has threatened to take away her kids. Here's a little bit of that.
Hi, my name is Brittany Spears. I called you earlier, but I'm calling again because I just wanted to make sure during the process of ending the conservatorship that my father threatened me several times that he'll take my children away. I just want to be guaranteed that everything will be fine with the process of you guys taking care of everything and things are being the same as far as my custodial.
Okay, so it's a little confusing to me because she's saying who she is. Is she doing it for the record?
Or, yeah, right.
Like, she's not saying, hey, Sam, it's Britney.
Sounds like, it's almost like he said, call and leave me a voicemail that I can play for them.
Huh, interesting. Hmm. Well, I mean, this goes back many years, though. I mean, this is from 2009. I think he was, it kind of makes sense just to speculate here for a minute that there were restraining orders put against him, right? Probably by the conservatorship, probably because they saw him as a negative influence for Britney and encouraging her maybe to get out of this thing. I don't know. So Sam Lutfi said the audio has previously been made available on social media, but there's a third video, and she requested new counsel earlier. That's also probably from 2009, and of course, earlier this month, she finally did obtain a new attorney, Matthew Rosengart. But this information shows that she had been fighting to remove her court-appointed attorney for some time. She's been under this conservatorship since, I think, 2008?
Yep.
13 years, yeah. And he, I want to see when he was her manager.
Hey, and the hearing that's going to happen in September?
Yeah.
September, late September. Will that be the hearing that can end this all? Is that when we will have a ruling from the presiding judge that just says, all right, let's be done with this?
Good question. I'm not 100% sure.
Okay. But it's just the next critical date that we...
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and this Sam Lutfi, who says he managed her from 2007 to 2008, but the family has blamed him for her breakdown, which explains why they, you know, got restraining orders against him. But oh my gosh, what a horrible way to live for the past 13 years.
No kidding.
Damn. Like, her kids are, you know, they're probably driving now.
Yeah.
I wonder how old they are. I don't know. It's just all so sad.
So it's ongoing.
Yeah. And I linked up this article, by the way, on our show links page at mytalk1071.com. Okay.
They're 15 and 14, according to my
okay. Okay. So not.
Learner's permit at yep. 15. Hey, let's go back to ZZ Top for a moment.
Okay.
Can we go into the email inbox, if I may?
Oh, sure. Let me make it official, Steve, okay?
All right, then.
Kick it.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time.
Mail time. Mail time.
So ZZ Top in the news today because their bassist at 72 years old died. We're not really sure of a cause of death just yet. And he was one of the founding members in that. I guess he wasn't technically, but before they recorded their first album in 71, he had become the bassist.
Mm-hmm.
However, we have news of another ZZ Top member. This from Brian. Emailer Brian, who usually just emails us contrarian things that get us thinking. Today he writes this kind of a cool story. I want to say it was somewhere around the year 2000. ZZ Top was playing Moondance Jam in Walker, Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
My sister worked at the KFC in Bemidji.
Oh, yeah.
And a scruffy guy with a long beard came in the day that the festival started. The girl working the register saw the man come in and said, "I'm not taking care of this one," and then hid in the back.
Oh my gosh.
Says Brian, recognized that he was from ZZ Top and ran up to help him. And it turns out it was Billy Gibbons.
Oh, cool.
She said he was the nicest guy, and he even ended up leaving a couple passes for her at will call. Even though she was very young and didn't really listen to them, she said it was a great time, and she'll never forget meeting him.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
That's really cool.
ZZ Top walks into a KFC. Could you imagine?
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
I remember I was behind legendary Hall of Fame running back for the Pittsburgh Steelers, Jerome Bettis. And I was behind him in line, in store, at a McDonald's. And just couldn't believe that we were both in the same line. I was like, why did he come in? Why didn't he just do the drive-thru? He's eating McDonald's. I'm eating McDonald's. We're buddies.
You're such
and at one point, I introduced myself to him and was like, "You're Jerome Bettis, right?" Yeah. And then at one point, I was so pumped that he turned around and he said, "Are you good, man? Like, are you okay?" I was fine. I was fine.
How old were you?
Were you touching his hair?
I think I did touch his body. Okay. I was probably 15 at the time.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yeah, that was like when my son saw Larry Fitzgerald the other day. I mean, on the plane, he just. I got to find out how to get a hold of Larry Fitzgerald.
Really?
What do you mean?
What do you mean you got to find out a way to get a hold of him?
It would just be cool if I could, you know, like send him a note and say, "Hey, we saw you, didn't want to bother you, tried to wave, it was ill time, son's birthday. Maybe I could, maybe he does a cameo. I don't know."
Does your son really even, is this for you or for your son?
No, it's for my son.
Your son really knows who he is. So you told him. All right, fine. All right.